Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something that's on my mind and something that I think is a very interesting development that's happened recently. You know, folks, there in America, there are 20 million small business owners who can be further classified as independent contractors. I was one once upon a time. I was an independent contractor. I employ a fair amount of independent contractors even today. These folks are sole proprietors. You know, one person shops. They're consultants. That's what I did for a long time. I was a consultant and for freelance writers, freelancers doing a lot of different things. People who drop in and do, you know, programming or web development or whatever, or anyone who works alone without a net on the marketplace high wire. And there's as many as 20 million across the country. And when the person who coined the term "eat what you kill," when he said that, he was talking about these folks. He was talking about independent contractors. In fact, on a scale that measures, this is my scale, by the way, on a scale that measures financial and personal risk, with 10 being made in the shade and 1 being OMG, independent contractors begin with a 0.1 rating, a 0.1 rating, and 90% never get above a 2. Independent contractors are it's always tough on them. Because, as I said, they work without a net of any kind. One of America's independent contractors, is a guy named Phil Mickelson. That's right, the professional golfer. Phil Mickelson is a very successful independent contractor. He's a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. He's on the short list of the greatest golfers of all time. And he clearly is the greatest left-handed player ever. Lefty, you've heard him called many times, has won, actually, as of this weekend, 41 PGA tournaments, including 4 majors, 3 Masters, and 1 PGA, and he should have won the Open at Wingfoot. He's got career prize money of well over $67 million, and annual endorsements is estimated at $50 million annually. But just like other independent contractors, but unlike National Football League, Major League Baseball players, and NBA players, National Basketball League players, unlike those guys, Mickelson has no guaranteed contract, just like you and me. If he plays poorly the first 2 days of a tournament, he gets cut, and he leaves without a paycheck. If his poor play continues long enough, not only do tournament earnings diminish, but endorsements do as well. Clearly, Phil the Thrill has earned his wealth. Recently, though, this native Californian made news, you probably saw this, when he voiced concerns about his state's increasing income tax rates. And combined with federal rates, conservatively puts him well above the 50% level. The actual number is closer to 63%, but I have seen it broken down where by the time he takes all of his deductions and everything, he's still paying more than half of what he earns. More than half, just to income tax. Now, he lamented about this recently, and he said that he might have to move out of the state of California or maybe even retire. In fact, if he lived in another state where they had no income tax, like Texas or Florida, his tax bill would drop by more than $7 million. Now, when he said all this, when he lamented about his high taxes. Many were critical of Mickelson for his comments. I was very disappointed at all the people, including the golf press. Many in the golf press were critical of Mickelson's comments, saying, I actually heard people say, how much money does he need anyway? You're rich, Phil. Why don't you quit complaining? I actually heard him say that. Well, that made me mad. You know why, folks? Because this is America. In America, we have the liberty to earn and to keep as much as we can. And we have the right to voice our displeasure when we think the government is taking too much. And we don't have to apologize for either one of those things. And that's the reason why it made me mad to hear. Phil's complaint has nothing to do with how much money he makes. That's irrelevant. He gets to do that in America. He's earned every penny of his money, just as you and I do. Small business owners agree with Phil, though. And a former Supreme Court justice named Louis Brandeis, who once wrote that while tax evasion is illegal, tax avoidance is commendable. So if Mickelson moves out of the state of California, he might get some heat for that. But you know what? Brandeis says that's commendable. If he can move to California, to Texas or Florida or Tennessee for that matter, and avoid the taxes, then that's commendable. Well, I think his comments were commendable, honest, and courageous. And I'm disappointed, though, that he later apologized, not for his thoughts, but that he actually said it out loud. I wish he hadn't done that, because we need people like Phil Mickelson to be one of the voices against overtaxation, which I think is happening right now in America on small businesses. Now, we've just learned that the U.S. economy had negative growth in the fourth quarter, right? We know about that. One big reason that this may be happening and why we may be slouching toward a double-dip recession is because small business owners, just like Phil Mickelson, are shrugging in response to anti-growth, tax, and regulatory policies. You know, folks, a small business owner's motivation, including independent contractors, our motivation to take risk is in direct proportion to the level of government interference. Thanks for listening. I'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. When I come back, I want to talk about trust. Stay with us. So like the ball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.